Hi, this is Paul, and this is Rough Draft for Sunday for the first Sunday in Advent. Now, I'm recording this on Wednesday, and that's a good ways from Sunday. Thursday is Thanksgiving. Friday, I am taking the day off because I have family coming into town. Saturday is my normal day off, so even though I won't be working or making videos, I'll probably be doing a lot of thinking about the sermon. So between now and Sunday, the sermon could change even dramatically. Advent 2019, there are these little rumors about mad hospital building in China. And we had a potluck, and Rick said to me, "Think anything's going to come of this virus and thing in China?" I said, "Well, I don't know. They always say it's not if, but when." And then, of course, when came. Advent 2020, we were just in the run-up to the really big wave that was in the winter of 2020-2021, and we're all sort of bracing for the worst, which would come after the new year, after the holidays, but we were all saying, well, you know, I think probably April, May, this thing will resolve itself, and of course, things went down nicely during the summer, but then we had another wave, and so, Advent 2020, kind of a wash. America, for the last 70 years, has been trying to hide the way this world is. And for many people in North America, that's fairly possible. If you've got good medical care, if you're fortunate enough not to have an addiction or a disease or to have something really bad happen in your life, Americans sort of say stay blissfully distracted that what the world ought to give them is just one pleasant experience after another, which sort of makes what comes later on in life as a bit of a cruel shock and tragedy. Because it's not if, but when for a good many things in this world. This world is, although a place of tremendous glory, also a slow-moving killing machine that sweeps away everything given enough time. So we spend our time angling to avoid and forestall, but in the end, it comes to naught. And if we're fortunate enough, this is the casket of my father, who died in 2013, suddenly in March, I get the month right, was a lovely snowfall, which he would have very much enjoyed. None of us expected it, but there it was. And now my aunt standing behind my mother, my aunt, the one in the red coat holding the red ribbon, she's passed away since then. And my uncle in the green jacket at the end of the casket, just heard last night, he's in a memory care unit in Grand Rapids and now has contracted COVID. This is how this world is. And too often Americans act like it's a dramatic shock when something bad happens or when the party comes to an end. Advent is the Christian New Year. That's what Advent intends to signify. Now, without a calendar to form you, life can be a series of chasing and avoiding until the grave finally catches up with us. Calendar is a way of disrupting this pattern of eating, either consuming or being consumed. The Gospel of Luke. There are signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Now, last week we spoke about God and the future, and one of the statements that I made was, there are always three options about the future. Things will get better, things will get worse, things will stay the same. All three perspectives are integrated into Christianity. Christians have been looking at signs for the heavens. Christians didn't start this. They were looking in the heavens with astrology and all sorts of signs way before the birth of Jesus Christ. But well into Christendom, a lot of attention was paid to the regular coming of what today we call Halley's Comet. The Battle of Hastings and William the Conqueror took the throne, the year of Halley's Comet in 1066. In 1222, some claim that Genghis Khan was inspired by the comet in his conquest of Europe. 1456, the Ottoman Empire invaded Hungary, coinciding with Halley's Comet. Signs in the heavens of doom and misfortune and all sorts of things to befall us. As late as 1910, Halley's Comet added to the unrest in China in the Xinghai Rebellion, ending the last dynasty in 1911. Oh, we say, but that's all just superstition. We don't believe that that burning snowball that has that very regular pattern of intersection with our visible sky means anything at all to what happens in the world. NASA discovered Oumuamua. We're not really quite sure what this is. One Harvard scientist thinks it's space junk from an alien civilization. The speed at which this thing came, at which it left. Now we found it. Now they'll be looking for it. It was discovered in 2017. Now, well, we've got this near-Earth object observation program, so we expect to find more. We're still looking up to the heavens, wondering what will come down. When will it all end? How will it end? Because it will end. We've got more terrestrial anxieties that we're paying attention to. Climate anxieties. Here in Northern California, we had a lovely rain early in the season, and it's been dry since then. And the longer it stays dry, the more we worry about fire season next year, the level of the reservoirs. Will the rains come? Will California just dry up and dry out and we all move away? Political polarization and instability, social upheavals, all these things are with us. Just because every generation has them doesn't mean they don't mean the end, or they won't mean the end. And the end to which narrative arc? They don't end our story arc, our meaning all of humanity, at least it hasn't ended thus far in the way that we know it now. But it doesn't mean that there aren't plenty of other little arcs that end. Empires end, kingdoms end, our individual lives end, loves end, businesses end. The age of decay sweeps it all away in this world. Advent is the Christian New Year. Without a calendar to form you, to keep time with, to give us rhythms, life is just one thing after another. The calendar is a way of disrupting this pattern of eating, of consuming and being consumed, of eating and being eaten. The days are coming, Jeremiah says, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, our Lord, the Lord, our righteous Savior. Christians believe that stump has sprouted and the branch has come. He has come once. He is coming again to finish what he started. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And not the small savings that we find now, but the final saving that we anticipate. He told them this parable, "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know the summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." Much has passed away since he said this, but indeed his words have not. Advent is a fasting period. Now, that's a little difficult here in North America because basically, even though Thanksgiving is sort of the old year for the Christian calendar and New Year's comes with Advent, Advent begins with fasting. It's not yet Christmas. Without a calendar to form you, life can become a series of chasing and avoiding until the grave finally catches up with you. And the Christmas holiday, which we note from Thanksgiving to Christmas, is like that. There's a lot of eating and some being eaten that will happen. And the calendar is intended to disrupt this pattern. Advent is actually a fasting season. And the 12 days of Christmas are the feast. Advent is an anticipation of deliverance. The Son of Man coming with the clouds and great glory. The Son of Man coming as an infant in a manger. Look at the signs. Watch the seasons. Remember the fig tree. How to live this out? Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. Can you summarize the Christmas season any better than that? And that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come on those who live in the face, it will come on all those who live on the face of the earth. Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen. And that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Amen.